are back. Hello there, Penny Droppers. It is good to be back. And if you are new here, hello. This is The Penny Drop, and my name is Penny Terry. This is a podcast that's one story told in 5 to 10 minutes once a week, which is new for this season, with a penny dropping moment every time. And I hate saying that at the start because, oh, the pressure, right? It's a big, bold statement with this big, bold promise that apparently I've got something in my head that is going to be useful when it ends up in your head. I am feeling reasonably confident this episode because of the story that I'm about to tell. But if you are listening to this podcast, then I reckon you've felt that pressure before, because chances are you are often in a position where you need to stand up the front or behind a microphone or a camera, and you are expected to say something that will be helpful, that will land with the people that you're talking to and might even make them think or act differently. And particularly if you're someone who has to speak to the media or in podcasts or at conferences, this moment of pressure, I reckon, tends to happen just after the host or the presenter reads out an intro or maybe your bio, and it makes all of these enormous promises about you and what you're about to say, and then they throw a question to you. It's not fun. So I am that host, that presenter, that panel facilitator, that MC, and yeah, we do that, don't we? But I don't think that's the reason why we sometimes muck up when we're in these situations. And this whole season is about helping you to be a better guest. I reckon you probably think that means I'm going to give you tips on how to be, I don't know, effortlessly charismatic, endlessly wise, while being able to think on your feet and share information clearly and have no risk that you're going to be cancelled. And look, I am sure that will be the outcome, but it's not what I'm going to teach you, because the basics of being a great guest is less about learning new skills, because you've already got them, and more about taking on a new perspective. Have you ever thought how weird it is that you probably have no problem explaining what you do, your expertise, your industry, when you're just talking with someone naturally, colleagues, clients, a friend over coffee, yet as soon as there is a little bit of pressure put on you, that record button is pressed, it's as though all of your natural human abilities either vanish, or maybe they're overshadowed by the possibility of risk or ridicule. And it's this annoying thing that reminds me of a friend of mine who I'll call Laura, because that's her name. She has given me full permission to share this story. So Laura, some years ago now, used to work in hotel management, and she was going great in her career. She is very smart and a very capable friend. And so one day she was at work. It was a hot summer day in Australia, so she's in a skirt suit with heels, and she went with her boss and a client to the tennis. And at the end, after it finished, her boss offered her a lift home with the client in his car, and she was like, great, we'll do that. He went and got the car. She's standing with the client, and up he drives in this kind of red sports car looking thing. And Laura thought, well, I'll be polite here and I'll get in the back so the client can sit in the front. And so her boss pulled up, she opened the passenger door, and she kind of slid the seat forward so that she could climb over into the back. But she couldn't get the seat forward quite enough. But she started to try and climb in. Her client is waiting behind her. And she's trying to speed things up, and she got one leg in, but then she got a little bit stuck, and she looked up at her boss, who's sitting in the driver's seat, and said, sorry, I won't be a moment. I'm just having a bit of trouble here. And her boss looks at her and says, Laura, what are you doing? And she says, I can't get the seat far enough forward. Sorry, just a second. And she tries again, and her leg's right through now into the back, but she can't move her body in, and she's kind of stuck between the passenger seat and the door frame. And she tries again, and, you know, the client's still waiting and her boss is in the driver's seat, and he just says again, Laura, what are you doing? And she says, I'm just trying to get into the back. To which her boss says, Laura, this car has four doors. Laura had been trying to get in the back seat of a car by the front door, even though it had back doors. I listen every time I tell this story. And it is not to make Laura sound silly. She is so capable. She knows how cars work. She's got all the skills she needs. But she was in a situation where she felt some pressure. She was nervous, busy trying to do everything right, wanting to look good, and her brain just stopped working. And I reckon the same thing can happen when we're doing interviews. And what I've learned is that a simple perspective shift can really help. Now, one of my clients who doesn't struggle getting into cars, she had a really great way to explain this perspective shift. She told me that what happens to her brain during an interview is pretty much the same as what happens to her brain when she's on a date. And I love this comparison because most of us treat interviews like a date. You know, we get all dressed up for the camera, often in clothes that aren't comfortable or don't feel like us. We get nervous. Everything feels unfamiliar. We think about what we're going to say, perhaps a bit too much, because we're trying to be super interesting and also show that we're interested while not looking like we're trying too hard. And then once it's all over, it tends to be more like a one-night stand and we grab our stuff, we run outside, never to get in contact with them again. It is the wrong tactic. While interviews are about creating relationships, kind of weirdly intimate relationships and doing it really quickly, they are less like a date and more like a marriage. Now, I am not a dating expert. This is not a dating podcast, but like any good journo, I've done the research and I actually Googled something that I've never Googled before. How to prepare for a first date. Googled that before? Is that something people Google? Because, wow, for the most part, I'd say just don't. But what I learned about dates is very useful for this particular podcast and the point that I'm trying to make. So dates, often short-term relationships. Marriage, usually long-term relationships. Dates, based on looks, apparently. Marriage, based on trust. Dates are about managing impressions. Marriage is about managing connections. Dates, you can expect uncomfortable silences. Marriage, well, they're not short of a comfortable silence. Dates, everything feels unfamiliar. Marriage, everything feels familiar. So that's the perspective shift. And just think about the ripple effects of changing your perspective from approaching interviews as this once-off, unfamiliar thing to approaching them as an opportunity to hang out with someone you feel comfortable with. I mean, what changes about your pitch if you view it as a long-term relationship? How does your whole interview demeanor shift if you're talking with someone who's familiar? And what about what you say and do after the interview? How do they change if you treat the interview as ongoing? I reckon everything changes. Most importantly, when a relationship looks like it's going to be ongoing, what happens? You get introduced to the family and friends. Yep, you'll be rolled out in front of audiences more often. You'll be introduced to colleagues. Then others in the industry will hear about you or see you and want a piece of you too. Then the interviewers will start to take you with them when they move to another publication, a network or another show. And that's how you become known as the best guest, the go-to talent on your topic. And in this season, I'm going to go through 9 things that you can do before interviews, 9 things that you can do during, and 9 things that you can do after interviews that will set you up to be the best guest you can be using the skills you've already got. But the first job is that perspective shift. Less like a date, more like a marriage. So, are you ready to get into a long-term relationship with interviewers? Great. Well, then get into the car with me. Hit the backseat door. I mean, you could walk, but it will take you much longer to get where you need to go. In the next episode, I'm going to give you 3 tips to help you do a recce. Yep, it's what you need to do before you even start preparing. Weirdly, people forget this step, but you can't prepare without it. Now, I reckon as you continue listening, you are going to want to write this stuff down, but I also reckon you're probably listening while you're driving, exercising, maybe cleaning, and you don't have a pen handy. So I'm going to write it down for you Everything that you hear here on the Penny Drop is going to go into a weekly note, all of the tips written down for you. And if you want those notes to go straight into your inbox, then you'll need to sign up for it now. The weekly email is also called the Penny Drop. We don't want things to get too complicated. You can find the direct link in the show notes, but no one really knows where they are. Seriously, you just scroll down. But again, it can be complicated, challenging. So you can just go to my website, pennyterry.com, and sign up there. Your jobs to do right now, there's three of them. Shift your perspective. Sign up to the weekly notes and share this with someone who you reckon might find it useful. Done. I'll chat to you next week.